Hello, you are listening to the Mighty 690 KGGF. I'm Zachary Zonheiser. This is Open Line. Joining me now are Matt Jordan and Deborah Woodall. Open Line is proud to bring you its official dining guide. Today on our official dining guide is Sunflower Soda Fountain. They're located over at 125 West 8th Street in Coffeyville. Their special today, beef tacos, homemade salsa, chicken taco salad, and cheesy chicken enchilada soup. Their dessert of the week is cherry cream cheese bars. So it's taco night, taco Thursday.
Taco Thursday.
Not Taco Tuesday, Taco Thursday.
Can't beat Taco Thursday.
You know what that reminds me of?
What's that?
That old commercial about Taco Tuesday. It was about cell phone service and how they had the office taco party on Taco Tuesday, and this one guy didn't think he was invited, and he's throwing a fit. He's like, "We sent you an invite," and then right after he gets done throwing his fit, it like pops up on his phone.
Yeah,
and they're like, "Get better phone service, and you won't look like a fool at your you know."
I have no clue what you're referring to.
It was hilarious.
Yeah, it was a funny ad.
It was hilarious. The guy was like extremely over the top.
So you invited everyone but me to Taco Tuesday?
You invited Jerry? No one likes Jerry. Yeah.
Well, office politics. Yeah.
If you're just joining us, this is Zach and Matt talk about this and that. Now joined by Deborah Woodall.
Mm-hmm.
Time we like to take out of the day to talk about whatever happens to be on our mind. Apparently today it's tacos and cell phone service.
Yeah.
Tacos.
Tacos do sound kind of good.
You know, what is the best taco you've ever had, Matt?
Oh my goodness, what a question.
It's the one I make at home.
Well, do you do anything special to the tortilla, or do you season the meat special?
I think it's seasoning the meat a little bit, but then it's also, you know, the fact that you're building that taco exactly the way you want it, with the amount of lettuce you want, the amount of cheese you want, the amount of meat, tomato, the whole thing.
Right. Well, first of all, I'm kind of a soft taco guy.
Yeah.
So, like nothing wrong with a hard shell. You know, it's got its place. But, like, if I'm going for, like, a quality taco that I'm making myself, I want, like, you know, a nice flour tortilla, nice and soft, butters on both ends, maybe lightly fried just a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Then you want the right seasoning, you know, a good amount of cumin, not too much, not too little.
Yeah.
And then beyond that, I don't know anything special that I add to my tacos. I guess I shred my own cheese.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, that's the key. We've got to make America great again.
Great, as in like
G-R-A-T-E, because, the pre-shredded cheese just really isn't as good, like on a taco. And
I got into a minor argument with my wife once about which was more expensive, because I was like, well, of course it's like the shredded cheese is more expensive per ounce because like there's more effort involved in making it. And she said, no, it's not. It's really not. And we went and we did like the math per ounce. It's like the same.
Identical.
It's almost identical. So it's just really down to preference. Do you want your cheese shredded or do you want it?
Right.
Essentially what you're saying is, are you lazy? Are you not?
If I'm making pizza, I want the mozzarella pre-shredded.
That's true. Or if you want like the cheese available for a cheese sandwich, like you probably want your... You know, a brick, so you can just cut or you buy the who wants Kraft American bricks of cheese?
I like the deli sliced cheddar and Swiss on a grilled cheese together. Oh,
now my weakness lately has actually been roast beef from the deli, and it's starting to bite into my bank account just a little bit. But
it's kind of pricey.
I love roast beef.
Yeah. You know, you can make your own.
I guess I could just go buy a big old roast. I could cook it, and then I could just slice it off myself. I guess that is a thing I could do, Deb.
You could. I'm not saying you will or should. I'm just saying you could.
How many pounds of meat would that be? How many?
You know, they
roast?
Too much.
I saw some the other day, and they had some rather small ones that were like 2-pound roasts.
I could maybe do that, because that's about how much roast beef I want, 2 pounds.
It was a nice little rump roast.
Right. And when it comes to roast, though, I usually prefer that, you know, slow cooked. Mm-hmm. I can't do that with my roast beef. I can't have slow cooked. Oh, actually, that does sound good. Never mind. I like
that
plan.
Why
can't
you have slow cooked roast?
No. Like slice it into sandwich slices. But then I was like, I don't need to. I'll just have little shreds of roast beef everywhere. Man, now I'm hungry for roast beef. I know what I'm doing when I get home.
Yeah, you need to buy an electric knife so you can slice that stuff.
Yeah, well, and you can always slice it because it's soft if you've slow cooked it.
Yeah, you can still slice it, though. You get it cold and then slice it.
And then it comes out, like, even?
Yeah, you can slice
Nice and thin? Yeah. Who knew?
With an electric knife.
With an electric knife, though. Yeah, not a regular
knife. It's
tougher
with a regular knife. Who, you know.
Can be even.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You get like, the tear because it's so thin.
Yeah.
All right, but what's your favorite sandwich?
Favorite sandwich? Oh, I like a spicy chicken sandwich.
A spicy chicken?
Yeah.
You do that at home or
Cajun chicken?
Only at like the sandwich.
No. There's some places that I'll have Cajun chicken as I can make a sandwich. Okay, you want to know what my favorite sandwich is?
Sure.
To make yourself. So I take the rolls from Walmart. And,
right.
They're
like the Hawaiian rolls.
Yes.
Hawaiian.
Yes. Jalapeno. Jalapeno King's Hawaiian rolls. Okay,
I've never seen those.
I don't like the jalapeno, but King Hawaiian rolls.
Yes,
are the
King's
best.
Hawaiian rolls are fantastic, but they have jalapeno King's Hawaiian rolls. Okay, so you take those, and then you take pepper jack cheese. Okay, and then Cajun chicken.
Boy, this is a hot sandwich.
Yes, yeah. I like a little spice.
A lot of spice.
Yeah, and so then you take
it. Sandwich with the spice.
Yeah, so you take the rolls, right? And depending on how many people you're going to be feeding, if you're going to be feeding yourself, if it's myself, I'll take four rolls, okay? And I'll leave them together where they're still, you know.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And so I'll cut it open, and then I'll sit down. You know, I like a lot of chicken, so anywhere from 3 to 5 slices, and either a slice or two of cheese, depending on how much meat I put on there. And then
put the top back on,
and I stick it in the oven. And I just kind of keep my eye on it, because you've got to, and depending on, because if you put too much meat on it, you got to kind of watch it, because the cheese will melt and the bread will burn, but the chicken won't get hot.
Right.
So you kind of, sometimes I have to take the top off and let it.
Move it around a little.
Move it around a little bit. So you just kind of watch it. There's not real time. 350. That's what I put the oven on. There's not like a real time. You just kind of watch it. It doesn't take very long, and it's this perfect like melt.
It sounds a lot more complex than what I do.
Yeah, well, I mean, I get tired of just the boring old sandwich.
I guess that's fair.
And then if for some reason I can't get the King's Hawaiian rolls, then I get like panini bread.
Panini bread's pretty good.
And
actually.
Then I don't have one anymore, but I need to get one. A waffle maker. And I'll make my own paninis.
You know, what I do, Matt, is, you know, I don't eat bread. So
okay, yeah.
I just take a slice of roast beef.
Okay.
I put a little mayonnaise on it.
Ugh.
I put a slice of cheese on that, and I roll it into like a tube. And then I eat that tube. And that is my sandwich.
Yeah. A guy I worked with was doing the low-carb diet and lost a lot of weight in Tulsa. And he would take ham. He'd take a slice of ham.
Right.
And he would put cream cheese in there, right. And then roll that up, and it was
ham and cream cheese.
Oh, it's good.
Oh, really?
It's really good, because I would be like, hey, can I have one of those?
I've heard all these disgusting. Crazy things about cream cheese. When I was in the Army, while we were deployed in Iraq, I had
not going to ruin cream cheese for me.
No. But my sergeant, the guy right in charge of me, he would every day for lunch go and get two hot dogs from the DFAC, and he would take these tubes of cream cheese that we would get, and he would put this cream cheese along with his hot dog, along with the ketchup and the mustard and the mayo, like it was just another condiment. And I have never understood people that put cream cheese on things, like on meat.
Okay, I'm going to tell you something. I went to a hockey game in Tulsa.
Right.
And there's a guy down there that has he's called the Dog Father, I think. Do you know who I'm talking about?
I do, yes.
And he has all these different kind of gourmet hot dogs, and one of them is a hot dog with cream cheese. I think it's the New Yorker is what he calls it, onion and a little bit of sauerkraut.
Yeah.
And I thought, oh, what the heck?
Try it out.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, if I don't like it, I'll just get something else. And it was divine. It was the craziest thing.
A little cream cheese.
Yeah, and a little onion. And
I'm open to trying it, because I haven't tried it yet.
No sauerkraut and onions for me.
Really? You don't like sauerkraut? You got to try it on an actual bratwurst, though. Sauerkraut on a bratwurst dog.
Yeah.
Like, try one bite, and if you don't eat it, I'll eat the rest.
Oh, okay.
Because I love sauerkraut on a like, just pile
that
stuff on there.
Man.
We are getting a call. Let's go ahead and go over to the phones. Hello, caller. You're on open line.
Good morning. We are having a garage sale at 812 West 2nd Street today and tomorrow, starting at 9 o'clock. And we have lots of good stuff, over 150 boxes to go through. And beds, and we've got it all. Thank you.
What was the hours on that?
9 to 5.
All right, I'll get that listed for you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Remember, if you have anything you'd like to list for buy, sell, or trade with us here on Open Line, the phone number is 251-6909 or 1-800-252-KGGF. And as far as weird food combinations go, you know, there's something about like this particular hour for us that seems to draw us back to food every time.
I think it's because you two are very hungry.
We're starving.
And sometimes I bring in food.
Me and Deb were literally just talking about how we were both hungry.
Yes.
Let's go ahead and go over to the phones. Hello, caller. You're on Open Line.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, y'all's talking about them sandwiches. Sure making me hungry, but I thought I'd give you my recipe for a true poor boy sandwich.
Okay.
At the end of the month, when you run out of money before you run out of month, I have to fix a jam sandwich.
Yeah.
My recipe is you take one slice of bread in one hand and one slice in the other, and you jam them together. And there's your jam sandwich.
Jam sandwich.
Yep, that's the poor boy sandwich, all right.
Yes. Hey, y'all have a great day.
You too. Yeah. Thanks for calling us.
Oh, that's great. You know, I like that. Run out of money before you run out of month.
In Britain, they actually have a variant on that. I guess they have a toast sandwich. Like, people will just cook one piece of toast and put it in between two slices of regular bread and eat it like a sandwich.
Yeah. You know, the other thing.
Why?
Because they're poor and they don't have anything else to eat.
What else are you going to eat? You eat bread. You fill up on bread,
Matt. That's an extra piece of bread. You could have saved that bread.
Have you ever had a fairy bread, Matt?
Fairy bread?
Fairy bread?
No, what's fairy bread?
You take a piece of bread, you put butter on it, and then you put sprinkles on top of it, and that's your fairy bread.
I've never had that either. I like bread, don't get me wrong, but...
You know, it's kind of like the old Miracle Whip sandwiches you used to eat. Yeah, or mustard sandwiches.
Well, it's just like every time there's been like a food revolutionary item like Miracle Whip or like gelatin, like all of a sudden all these cookbooks would come out with like 1,000 recipes.
For mayo and jello.
Yeah,
together.
Exactly. Like to blend these crazy ingredients or like some find some. Like I've seen old cookbooks that had like recipes for like a ham that was suspended in jello.
Right.
It's like who would want that?
Jelloed ham, yeah.
Jelloed ham, exactly.
It's a nice glaze.
Or
sure.
Was it like bananas with jello on top of them and stuff like that? It's just all sorts of...
I love bananas in jello. Well, strawberry jello with
bananas.
Well,
strawberry jello, that's fine, but it's just like this flavorless jello with like a... some kind of sauce on it, like some kind of yellow sauce. I forget what the name of it is.
You know, there's always this hot thing, like a few, you know, I remember when ranch became, it was like we had just invented ranch
on everything.
And ranch was going on everything, and then salsa goes on everything, and then, you know, now it's
bacon.
Chipotle, and, you know, the hot sauce now is what, sriracha?
Sriracha, yeah, I don't know
actually,
if it's still.
I like sriracha, but I do feel like it might
be.
Well,
I like ranch, but I don't need it on everything I eat.
At the height of ranch fandom, I saw people having like ranch ice cream and stuff.
Ew.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
You know they put pickle juice in that, right?
Yeah.
I've seen pickle snow cones.
I have seen pickle snow cones.
People like pickles.
People love pickle juice, which is just vinegar. You know, but you can't get people to just drink vinegar.
Vinegar with the cucumber.
With a little cucumber flavor.
Yeah, that's the key.
A little cucumber flavor, I guess.
People like their cucumber water. It's not a long step to...
I hate cucumber water. I think it's just vile.
Yeah.
You know, we got some cucumber sodas the other day.
Really?
My niece picked them up for me. Oh, they were delightful. So refreshing. So cool.
The more you guys talk, the pickier I realize I am.
I had a. As you guys know, I was down in Killeen, Texas last week.
Yes.
And on the way down there, they have this little Czech bakery that you can stop by.
Mm-hmm.
And in this Czech.
Czech, as in
Czechoslovakia.
Yeah. Okay.
And
the Czech Republic.
Yes. And they have a bread soda in there. Like, it's a soda flavored, like bread.
So, you know Jones Soda Company.
Sure.
Have you heard of? Okay, so they have, I don't know if they still do it, but they did, Thanksgiving meal.
Seasonally. They do it every Thanksgiving. They
so have Thanksgiving meal. Stuffing, like turkey,
stuffing,
mashed
turkey,
potatoes.
Mashed potatoes, yeah.
Yams, butter, yeah.
And then all sorts of just, and like the crazy thing is they taste exactly like.
Yes.
Like those things,
yes.
Just in soda form. Yeah. We are getting a call. Let's go ahead and go over to the phones. Hello, caller. You're on open line.
Hey, I've got a Toshiba laptop computer, and it's just 99% new. It's got, I think, Windows 8 on it, maybe, and it's got a 500-gig hard drive. Got the box it came in, the charger. They're welcome to try it out. There's nothing wrong with it. I take $125 for it. Or I trade it for a good quality tablet of some sort.
We'll trade for tablet.
I've got a Coleman generator, gas-powered generator on wheels, and it's more than 6,000 watts, but I can't remember how much. It runs 110 volts or 220, either one. Low hours on it, I'd take
$575. $575, got it.
I got a really nice pair of Nikon binoculars. I've got the case with them. They're superb binoculars. I'd take $65. It's about half of what they were new.
$65, got it.
I've got a Radio Shack security camera with a little monitor that goes with it. It's wireless. I'd take $35 for the camera and the monitor, and they both work. You try them before you buy them, deal.
All right, $35.
Got a big box of Christmas cards, birthday cards, get well cards, get sick cards, whatever. And they're all new. I got envelopes with them. I probably got 100 or more of them. Take 25 cents a piece, pick and choose what you want. I went and bought one here not too long ago, and it was $1 just for the card. So 25 cents a piece, pick and choose. I'll be over around Coffeyville this weekend. 620-423-2674. And I hear they're having a sale over there on cucumber water somewhere. You can get it and somehow maybe alter your drinking fountain, and maybe it'll shoot a little of that in there.
Oh, no, please, no.
I'd be okay with that.
You know, I was in Europe years ago, back before it got pricey, I was wine. If you stopped in a restaurant and ate, they give you all the wine you want free.
Really?
But I was paying $1.25 for a bottle of water.
Yeah.
And I mean, this is 30 or 40 years ago.
I think, yeah. Well, thank you for calling us, but I think Deb might have a story about that for as soon as we're off the phone here.
Well, I better turn her on then and see what's going on.
All right, thank you so much.
Thank you.
But Deb, didn't you say you had was in Germany or Belgium?
When I got accidentally drunk?
Yes, yes.
Oh, yeah. The, I was at a dinner, a luncheon. It was a luncheon, which makes it even worse, right? But a luncheon at the United Nations. And we were being hosted in the one of the German, dignitaries to the United Nations came in and was speaking to us. And they were feeding us, but we had Somalis, wine Somalis, behind us. And basically, every time you took a sip, they would refill your glass. And you wound up not knowing really how much you had drank.
Right.
And so the meal they had served us was, I thought it was roast beef, and it was rare. And I'm a well-done kind of a girl. But, I was a guest, and I'm trying to be polite.
You don't want to be rude.
I'm trying to eat it. And so I'm, basically I'm taking a bite and taking a drink, taking a bite, taking a drink, trying to get it down. And, turns out that roast beef was actually lamb. And as soon as I stood up, I knew I was in trouble because I'd really, You know, it was kind of one of those deals where you stand up, it goes to your head, back to your feet, and back to your head.
Right.
And I was like, oh my, I've had way too much wine. And then I'm like, well, I only had like maybe a glass in that. And then I'm like, oh, I have no idea how much wine I've had. And we had to go, after that, we had a meeting with Turkey, a representative from Turkey who was yelling at us the whole time because he was mad at the United States at that time. And we were all, you know, on the verge of falling asleep because we'd had so much wine, all of us, the entire group, you know, and we're like trying to, you know, and he was telling us how rude Americans are. And, you know, we're all like, well, we just want to take a nap.
We are getting a call. I think we'll take this call and then we're going to call this segment good. Hello, caller. You're on open line.
Yes, I have a Frost-Tec propane chest freezer for sale. You don't need electricity for this. It runs on propane. It's a 8.5 cubic foot, and it's perfect for remote locations, cottages, camps, wherever you don't want to have electricity or can be off the grid. Good freezer, silent, and if somebody wants me to email pictures or technical information, I can do all that. And my phone number is 620-329-4425.
All right, and how much were you asking for that freezer?
Oh, I'm sorry, $400.
$400.
New, it was over $1,800.
All right, I'll get that listed for you, and that's 620-329-4425.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
Bye.
Bye-bye. You are listening to the Mighty 690 KGGF. We are going to go ahead and go over to the ONN Beef Roundup and also catch the ONN Ag Network News. Thank you for joining us. For Zach and Matt, talk about this and that. We'll be back in just a few minutes.